call them flying squirrels.
That's what I call them. But they don't really fly. The cats wouldn't get them, but I call them flying squirrels.
The cats get them, though.
Cats get them, that's the thing.
What do you call an animal that gives off a real strong odor, real bad smell?
Polecat.
Polecat. That's what I call them, too.
A civet cat one.
A civet cat, is it?
One's a little civet cat, and a big one is a polecat.
I don't like this smell, I'll tell you that right. I got caught by one time.
Well, I don't know. We told them in the smokehouse with tree or crap, and we've got these little civet cats, and they have shot them in there with 22. They're pretty gentle around here.
They are?
Yeah, they are. I don't want them, but they can't help you.
What do you call a hopping animal that he starts off as a tadpole, but he grows up... Is that what you call just a
frog?
But he just hops around all over the place. Just call a frog. What do you call are there any kinds around here that make a little chirping noise?
Oh, frog.
Yeah,
that's a bullfrog.
That's a bullfrog.
Yeah.
Now, okay. What have you ever been fishing?
Fishing?
Yeah.
Lord, no.
You never have been fishing?
No, yeah, you know I ain't going to. I'm not being fishing.
Do you know what do you know what kind of worms they use for bait in fishing?
Red worms.
Red worms?
Yeah.
Do you have any other terms for them? Do you ever use the term earthworm?
Well, they buy bait sometimes. I don't know what to buy. I just hear them talking, but they have been here and dug them old red worms.
All right. Well, what about, have you ever heard of a large, big old worm? You know, it's about like that, that's used for bait.
I call them overgrown red worms. I don't know. I see them and they're big in my little finger.
That's right. They're huge.
They ain't particularly red. They're more white than they're red.
Uh-huh. But they, you just call them
I just call them the old immigrants from the same place as Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
I call them all red worms. Yeah.
What do you call an insect that glows on and off at night? You know, it flies around. Lightning bug. What do you call a large winged insect? You see it a lot around the world. Let me draw you a picture of it here. Tons a lot, and they've got you can see right through their wings.
What is a jarfly?
A what?
A jarfly.
A jarfly? Is that what you call them?
Well, I imagine. They've got real thin wings and big eyes.
Yeah, and long, narrow body, and they really zip all over the place.
Yeah, and then they make a racket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do. Not like a kitty did, though.
It's not like a kitty did, though.
I meant the racket. Some kind of racket. Told them that kitty did some, you know. Depending on those little singing.
What about an insect that's a little bit smaller than that? But it doesn't sting anybody, but it builds mud nests, you know.
Oh, duck dogfish?
Do you have any other kind of things around here make dirt nests like that? What do you call a four-wheeled, a little cot-like thing that's got four wheels and you push a baby around in it?
A little baby buggy, I call
it. When you take the baby out for a ride, for take him out in this, what do you call him? You're taking him out for when you push him around in one of these things, like you took him out out in the sunshine, what would you be doing?
I reckon you'd be pushing the baby.
See,
I don't know, I never pushed one.
Well, maybe that's just not a very good, let me see. Well, do you call it rolling or
yeah, I'd call it rolling.
Rolling the baby or wheeling the baby?
Rolling
it,
I'd call it.
All right. What do you call nuts